Whether it's football fields or basketball courts, still got my mind on sports. Freshest kicks and flashiest shorts, still got my mind on sports. Mind on sports.
Come out and play.
I know we had to do a remix, right?
As this man, I get more butt than ashtrays. The fair one, I get mine the fast way. Ski mask way, and the ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn, I get the tote. More guns than roses, foes is shaking in their boots. A visible bully, like the boots disappear, vamoose, you whack to me. Take them rhymes back to the factory. I see the gimmicks, the whack lyrics, the shit is depressing, pathetic. Please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, UPS is hiring. You should have been a cop, hip hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gat a lot, the flame's about to drop.
Here comes the brand new flavor in the air. Time for new flavor in the air. I'm just kicking new flavor in the air. Like a brand new flavor in the air. Here comes the brand new flavor in the air. Time for new flavor in the air.
Word up, no rap, no crap, you're boring me. Wanna grab my mind, too lazy, hold it for me. I'm straight, got great, bust the head straight and dreads, I'm everlasting. Like it's so on pro cash, a tech nine, when I rhyme, plus I climb, word is bond. Your album couldn't with one line. It's been 3 years since your last year, but now I reappear, your heart pumps fear. To your gut, did your girl's butt. I scraped it, shaped it, now she won't strut. I smashed teeth, off your beef, no relief. I step on stage, girls scream like I'm Keith. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, can get bad flavor in your ear.
Here comes the brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Like a brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes the brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear.
2194, mad motherfucking hardcore. It's my time to burn, to explore. The flavor in your ear is the Boy Scout. I make outs, I make all the rappers have doubts,
right.
You're fucking with the wrong clan and the wrong man, that's it. Now you got to get your dome split. I'm going into my knapsack with my cat. Take off my hat, yes I'm just cool like that. The dangerous, the ruggedness from the flappers abyss. BLS 97, Kiss bounced it. I'm gonna live long in this rap game. Singing for my name, yo Puffy, Puffy.
Burn him in the flame, you're jingling baby.
Go ahead, Dan.
You're jingling baby.
Go ahead, Dan.
Here's shit.
Loticious, skeevy, delicious. Give me couscous, love me good. Damn, Hollis to Hollywood, but is he good? I guess like the jeans, flavor like praline. Sick daddy, I mean, Papa love it when he does it. Imkas buzz it. But tell me, was it really just the flavor that be clogging your ears? The most healthy behavior is to stay in the clear. It's all for you, it's really all for you. Punch back, close your eyes, try to munch that. Oil up your ankles, let your Timbs tap. Write the flavor, it reacts to your gold caps. Word to mama, a tongue kiss a piranha. Electrocuted barracuda, I'm here to bring the drama.
Yo, 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 flavors in your ass grease. Bust the vibes, about to bring the noise on the beat. Let me loose from the belly of the beast. Everybody, hey, hey, hey. You better believe it's Busta Rhymes the way we about to rip the tri-state. Yo, yo, hey, hey, hey. I split your face and give you stitches. Throw niggas and bitches, slap the ass on fat. Wait 1 sec, as I get down, I'm rolling with the heavyweight connect through the stomping ground now. Don't you get suspicious, grant your riches every time. Bring it vicious when I bust the rap. I know one thing the whole world is expecting is how we all connected. To break fool on the same record. 5 new flavors on the beat, fill me up with heat. I really think you should be cheap while we blow up the streets. Instead of copping, please just freeze. Maintain the focus while we smoke these hour half trees. When I get down, I disappear, reappear and blow up everywhere.
New flavor in your ear, like a brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes the brand new
for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Back a brand new flavor in your ear.
94. East Coast represent. Bad boy. Rock on.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to My Mind on Sports, another weekly edition, My Mind on Sports, right here on Bliss FM, where we do not, I repeat, where we do not tear our ACLs by jumping up in the air celebrating. What's going on with you, fellas?
What's going on, bud?
What's up?
Oh, man, nothing much. Y'all, anybody catch that Lamar Houston injury, man?
I actually did, and I just watched it again.
So you just like seeing that, huh?
You just
that type of like jackass. You watch Jackass, don't you?
I was trying to see, because I was studying to be a doctor, so I was trying to see if I could see where the injury took place. And I seen it. He just did the move wrong. He didn't practice well enough. He should have practiced those celebration dances beforehand, and he'd still be playing on Sundays.
But here's the thing about practicing celebrations. You usually don't practice celebrating when you're getting, you know, blown out. So I call that karma.
Oh, okay. Had no business doing that. Basically, what you're telling me.
Not only did he have no business doing it, it's just like, yo, can you imagine like telling your girl that?
When she's
wondering, like, I'm hoping that his contract is guaranteed. I know he just signed for like a boatload of money. I'm hoping that his contract guaranteed. But like the first thing I thought of, like, bruh, can you imagine just going home and, you know, your wife, your woman is coming up like, baby, why ain't you going to work today? Yeah. See, about that whole paycheck deal, we're gonna have to put that on hold for a little bit.
The thing is, I'm looking at it right now, I have to applaud him. He got up and played it off so well. He got up and took a couple more steps and just realized that no good. Realized that ACL was completely gone.
That's that pride. That's that pride. I'm telling you. See, here's the thing. When you hurt yourself doing something that you know good and damn well you should have been doing, like, you gonna try to play that off.
You may have
that's the ultimate metaphor. You may have a torn ACL, but you gonna play that the hell off.
See, what you showing us?
Oh, Jamal kept his word. He just tweeted that, you know, he may not be here physically, but he said he was gonna wear a Redskins hat, his son's Redskins hat. He is.
And I did see the Redskins hat, so I definitely have to applaud Jamal for that. I do appreciate it. And we actually, I just talked to Dan Snyder. We do have room for one more on the Redskins bandwagon. It is not too late to join. We do have one more. You can catch our apparel at any
That's
Nike
a
store.
Damn lie. Y'all got room for like a ton.
No. We're limited. We're not limited.
It's an exclusive group.
Because nobody's going to be, like, nobody in their right damn mind is going to be out here, like, on Washington's bandwagon.
Did you not see the game last night?
I saw the game last night. I also saw Colt McCoy. See, here's the thing about it. Every other week, y'all try to find another quarterback to replace my man RG3.
Until it worked. And it worked last week.
Finally.
What do you mean it worked last week? It worked yesterday.
It worked
a year ago, too, until we got enough of a sample size to realize that homeboy out of Michigan State.
You can't let him have his day, though.
I'm letting him shine.
Nobody's going to let me have anything.
Yesterday was your Super Bowl,
and today is our after party.
And we
still going. This is my thing with the Redskins game. Uh-huh. I try my hardest not to. I don't like to bash Dallas. I'm a true Redskins fan. Uh-huh. That's what I am. What I don't like before the game, everyone said Dallas gonna blow the Redskins out. Dallas gonna blow the Redskins.
Who said
out. Everyone said it. Dallas was supposed to win right
I want names. We want names.
I don't think it's going to.
Who?
I'm a fan. I'm a Dallas fan.
You're a Dallas fan.
I didn't say blowout. It's a division game. I expected it to be close.
Okay, whose favorites were the odds? And let's just keep it a buck.
I thought they were going to win.
Granted, Cowboys supposed to win. And Redskins supposed to be this terrible team with a third string quarterback. So who, I mean, if y'all want to let us win, then some shade got to be thrown at the Cowboys. They let a team with a third string quarterback.
He's been a starter before, though.
What do you mean shade is always thrown at the Cowboys because the Cowboys will remain
six,
the Cowboys.
Six and one versus 2-5, and 2-5, and 2-5 comes into Dallas.
Any given Sunday.
And it was on a Monday. Comes into Dallas.
See, only a Cowboy fan would say that. You see how y'all just like messes things up? Like, y'all just can't get right.
Yo, you
only, only a Cowboy fan would say any given Sunday
Green Bay.
On a different day of the week.
Now, I'm worried about the Green Bay.
I'm relaxing.
You worry about Green Bay.
I don't worry. I relax.
I like bye weeks.
We beat New Orleans. Last time I checked, we beat New Orleans.
We got a Super Bowl ring this century. Last time I checked.
We got five of them.
Y'all
we can go
about
back.
This century, y'all talking about
yeah, he wanted to go
week.
Back. He wanted
I'm
to go back.
I'm talking about yesterday.
Talking about yesterday.
He wanted to go back. He wanted to go back.
It was one game that I watched yesterday, the only game on which I have to add one of the best games that's been on primetime this season. Because the primetime games on Thursdays, the Thursday night games and the Monday night games have been trash. So
that's fair.
They have been trashed. We gave you a Dallas Cowboy rivalry.
That was decent.
Yeah, a Thomas Classic, and it went in overtime. And it went in overtime. What more can you really?
2017.
Great defense.
Yeah.
What more can you really ask for on a Monday night? You're welcome. You only had to tell me thank you.
The game was kind of sloppy, but I mean, it is what it is. I will let you have your day. I will let you gloat because I know it just doesn't get any better.
That's their Super Bowl, man.
My man Zell, this isn't a visual medium, so you don't see the Washington jersey that
it's
he is sporting.
I'll put it on Instagram.
Making sure y'all know.
You know why I'm not mad at you? Because I have a perfectly once worn white Patrick Willis jersey, Miles, that I refuse to wear until my team closes the deal. I'm not going to wear it until my team closes
the
deal.
Well, here's the thing.
That's their Super Bowl, though. So.
Judging from, like, the pristine white on that jersey, he got that. Yes, like okay. You remember when you was here's the thing. You remember when you was a little kid.
You gonna tell him my man's fandom right here?
Well, here's the thing. No,
I mean, he was riding with them last.
It's fresh.
He was riding with them last week. I'm just talking about the jersey.
I'll go on record to say this jersey was on yesterday for the duration of the game.
Which further strengthens my point that I was about to make. When you was a little kid and your mama bought you some brand new shoes and you couldn't wait, you wore those to school the very next day for a week straight.
And that's cool with me.
A week straight.
And I seen everybody as I was out and about today. I seen a lot of Redskins fans. I seen a lot of Redskins apparel. I seen a lot of Redskins jerseys from young to old, from black to white.
The only thing I didn't have was a parade.
Only because it was a Tuesday and we had to work. I would have took off. I'm taking off. Throw the hats. Put the score on the side of the hats. We've been through some things in Washington, D.C.
That's true.
This is the game we look for. After a terrible season.
You people.
After last year.
Sick.
What you mean, you people?
You people just sicken me. Man, listen. Oh, that's disgusting.
Hail to the Redskins.
See, that. No, matter of fact, that's what you Hail NFC East people. That's I'm grouping y'all in the entire category. You NFC East people are just,
but it's their thing though. Like,
and we
just got to take.
And we have no. And we have no shame in
NFC East of mediocrity.
And we have no shame
all the way down.
We have no shame in celebrating a victory. We celebrate a victory. We're looking forward to next week. And must I also add that the hardest part of our schedule is pretty much done. We have to see the 49ers later on. I will say that. Not too sure what the Vikings going to do. We've gone through the tough part of our schedule.
He said the Vikings aren't part of the tough part of their schedule.
You got man.
Shouldn't be.
I'm still on last. I don't even know about next. I'm on last night. Cole McCoy from Texas played at Texas. Played high school in Texas.
That's why I kind of
Dallas State. Come on, man.
And guess what?
I can give it to him. Texas boy.
Are you guys going to play like Oklahoma or somebody for the remainder of your season? Because if you're playing a real NFL team, I would have given Cole McCoy too many more chances.
Hold on. So what you saying about this Dallas Cowboys, though? No, that's a real NFL team. So what you saying about Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, I want to know what you're saying.
Like just a week ago. I'm not saying you. Just a week ago.
Oh, yeah. It was all good just a week ago.
You know, they was arguably one of the better teams in the NFL.
We are. We still are.
I was just saying. So what you saying from what you saw about
that the Cowboys will always be the Cowboys, and they would be subject to Cowboyism.
Okay.
Cowboyism?
True.
Okay. You say Cowboyism, though. I'm done off that.
I really.
I mean, and then y'all have, because y'all have a running back still in draws, and y'all running back, y'all draw still in running back is just going to come up in the game and just start.
He made money off that. He actually did a commercial.
And just start giving it up.
Last week,
which is poor decision, by the way. What's wrong with the Cowboys PR department? They just let that man.
The Redskins PR department had a little.
Oh, last night.
I don't want to see. I don't want to hear the name of the Washington franchise and the word PR in the same sentence. Again.
And my man was like, no means no.
But
and it was ESPN the sports.
You got
it.
Oh, no, but y'all did hear his excuse though? He said that he had to snatch up Colt McCoy because Colt McCoy had to get back to the locker room to hear Jay Gruden's speech, his post-game speech.
Which
it forced me to say, What the hell did he have to talk about that was that damn important?
Hey, man,
could
have been important.
But yeah, that was, you ever had a homeboy that was just too damn zealous? like you was trying to get into some, you try to enjoy yourself, you try to get your Mac on, it's like, hey man, hey, no, don't talk. Come on, your mom wants you. Curfew.
We in street light. We don't feel like doing no interviews on a star, man. We did enough on a star. We got the W in overtime. We spent enough time. To the locker room we go. We'll holler at y'all. We're gonna act like we've been there before.
That's why. Yeah.
We don't need to do all our interviews on a star.
But y'all got cats like that in your front office, though. Like, that's the VP of communications. He just acted like a straight mark.
He kept it real G. No means no. And that was a plug. That was a plug for every aspect of life. So my man, not only did he let the
you gotta work that in.
Hey, that's all. You gotta work that in. Now,
NFC East ain't a damn thing.
Hey, did Green Bay play this week? Did Green Bay play over the weekend?
Green Bay is relaxing right now. We got a bye week.
How they fare?
We got a bye week.
I was wondering how they fare. I didn't ask you all about the bye week. I asked you.
Oh, they lost.
How did they fare? How they doing this year?
For those that wanted to know what happened, Green Bay lost this weekend.
Okay. Oh, is that right?
I'm remaining objective. I was just sharing. I have no horse in this race. It was a bye week, so I had nothing to do with
football. Well, I tell you, my horse in front. His name is Washington Redskin. That's the name of our horse. He's in the forefront right now. Actually, just edged. I won over the Dallas Cowboy. Not too sure how that worked. Me Cowboys and ends, and we pretty much got that. I'm on my high. All I know is Redskins today. I do apologize for the remainder of the show. We could talk about NBA. It's going to somehow revert back to the Redskins Cowboys game.
All right, so
your backup running back still in draws.
All right, look, so
we good.
I got to ask you a question just because you care just as much as I don't care about the NFC East too deeply.
How much knocking y'all gonna do on the NFC East, man? I just want to know.
Who, me? I'll say what I want. It's a fun division. We win. It don't bother me. That division's a joke to me, personally. So, I mean, see, I was just going to leave it there and continue moving, but you brought it back.
Yeah, I did.
You know, I don't know why. You know, things that just don't matter for 500, the NFC East. You want to double down?
Wait a minute.
All right.
Wait 1 minute, because my team just happens to be in the NFC East.
Oh, I apologize. I was aware of that, too. But what do you think about the two teams going forward, though? I care not about y'all's childish division. You heard me, Rob?
We won last night. Say that one more
time. I said, what do you think about both of the teams going forward, though? Like, you know, Dallas got to go to Arizona. You know, Dallas got a deal. Y'all going to Arizona next week?
No, they come.
Okay, either way, they got a deal with Arizona. 6-1 Arizona next week. So while the Redskins' loss is a huge win for Washington, you know, that was one of those things where, you know, I was kind of a conversation with Jay in the car, and it's one of the things I was talking about, like, some of the things that separate the good teams from, you know, that the things that keep teams out of different tiers in the league is when, even though when you have those trap division games, rising above it and getting the job done.
Gotta win those.
You know, and we saw that, like, this year, every division has it. Like, we had St. Louis. St. Louis jumped out on both San Francisco and Seattle. One person was able to get out of the trap. The other person kind of suffered through the trap. You guys have had this season as well, dealing with your division as well. We've had a couple teams losing Minnesota somehow.
Detroit.
You know, we don't know how. You got Detroit. Yeah, Minnesota. How does it happen?
Well, let me touch on Dallas first. Dallas last year had literally the all-time worst defense, right? all-time worst defense.
It was kind of bad.
Arguably.
It was kind of bad.
No, it wasn't arguably. Like, this is literally. Like, they gave up the most yards in NFL history. Like, this is literally. They have the all-time worst defense.
It was bad.
Dallas this year is giving up as many yards per play as they did last year. So their defense really hasn't improved that much, right? So with that being said, the main factor is that their running game is outstanding. Like, DeMarco Murray is sensational, right? But the knock on DeMarco Murray, or one of the knocks on DeMarco Murray, like the biggest knock on DeMarco Murray, is that he puts a ball on the ground. You can't be, as an offensive player,
which
your number
yesterday.
One. Yeah, which he did yesterday, along with a thong thief.
As any offensive player, your number one
job before anything else is to protect the rock. Your man put the rock on the ground too much. You're going to have to rely on Tony Romo. Tony Romo is a second-tier quarterback, and you know he shows up to some games, but as we all know, the Cowboys will eventually be the Cowboys, and they'll find some loophole to F it all up. You know what the Cowboys remind me? This week, if you guys woke up early and you saw that Lions game, and the Lions are trying to find every way possible to lose the game, and they suck so bad at everything that they do that they can't even lose right. So when they did actually lose, they got the delay of game on a field goal. He missed the field goal, so then he had to kick the field goal over, and then he made the field goal. That's just like Cowboys. Like, that's kind of Cowboys in reverse. Like, that was a very Dallas-like performance.
Going forward for Dallas, first off, I have to agree with you. I think Dallas Cowboys will find some way to mess, and it actually started yesterday. They will find some way to pretty much throw their season away. Going forward, and I'm basing this off of last night's performance, we had nothing to lose coming in there. 2-5 team with a third-string quarterback. Yes, it's Colt McCoy, and yes, Colt McCoy has started. Still a third-string quarterback on a subpar team. A third-string quarterback on the Washington Redskins. He can't, and they, with nothing to lose, we come in and win. We have nothing to lose going forward. They already count us out the playoffs. So if we're going to play spoilers for the rest of the year, we can play spoilers for the rest of the year. As far as the Cowboys go, it might pretty much be downhill from here. You don't lose to a 2-5 team. Then you have a tough game next week. You're playing against Arizona. That ain't good for your health. Mentally, physically, it's not good knowing that you're just coming off losing 2-5. Romo is still questionable. I mean, it's gonna be tough being a Dallas fan, especially because they was on the high horse. But as Redskins do, we come through and shut all that up. All
right, Jay, what you think about your team's prospects going forward here?
As being a fan, being objective, last night was tough to swallow, but again, like I didn't expect Dallas to go through the season 15-1. To me, I kind of took the loss as, I mean, we lost. We didn't play well. We didn't prepare right. Romo looked lost out there at times. Marco put it on the floor. Randall put it on the floor. Romo put it on the floor. Dez missed a open touchdown catch that he should have brought in. So, I mean, there's things that I take away from the game. But then I'm like, okay, the remainder of the season is what I'm looking at. So we have Arizona. We got to play the Redskins again. December. We play Philadelphia on Thanksgiving. So I think, judging in the past, we've pretty much had a decent record against people in our division. So when the Redskins beat us, I looked at it as, you know, like I said, a pretty good loss. We needed to come down a little bit. We're 6-1. I mean, it's been a while since we've been 6-1. So everybody's on the high horse. Everybody, you know, talking Super Bowl, talking this might be the team of the 90s. Nah, it's not that. And it's just not that. I mean, I expect them to win the division still. Not by default, but I mean, looking at everybody else and their holes that they have, I think Dallas has the best chance to come out of that division. The Redskins, I think, fell a little bit too far behind. Giants are the Giants. Philadelphia, you know, I don't trust Nick Foles. I trust Romo before I trust Nick Foles. That's just me. And, you know, I think we can win out and possibly win, like I said, win the division. If not, I think we got a chance to get a wild card if Philadelphia wins the East.
Word. That was what y'all think, gentlemen? That was a good segment. Pretty good segment. Yeah.
I had to talk about it.
Well, it was good enough for me to celebrate. So we're gonna celebrate that good segment, right. And we're gonna try not to tear ACL in the process.
We always hitting, so yo, there'll be no extra innings. As I send the mic out the park like Reggie Jackson, you be the minor leaguer who sees no action. The coming attraction, what? The main feature, and I'm a creature, like a rhyming ass creature, lurking all up in the dark unknown parts. The brother well prepared is the brother who will start, and that's me I keep. As long as the ladies move their bodies, we'll have a forum to stand, cause that happens to be the nature of man. Sexuality, it is the format, baby. Ain't no ifs, no buts, no ands, or baby, but I praise the Lord of the worlds that's unseen. Respect me for that and let me do my thing. I said respect me for that and let me do my thing. You know we gotta get a hold over the illest drum roll. Yo, how you doing? Let me give you an intro. My name's the abstract, now let me give you some info. Got the diamond in the back and the sunroof shit that makes the hardcore MCs resort to be a bitch. And I don't give a shit about being wild rich. Just make me comfortable and I'll deal with it. Your lust for the riches make a nigga feel sick. Down to his gullets, up chuck and then spit. Denouncing my beliefs, well then your wig gets split. Lay your egos on the ground so that you'll benefit. You can take these words and relay it to your click. Take some time for your mind and get off them head trips. Don't try to play me, see my name's not Dick. The tribe is the crew that make the mics get lit. Like the 4th of July, for some fireworks shit. My record company be on some true jerk shit. But that's alright, now I'm on some true work shit. And I'ma make it happen for my whole outfit. You know we got to get control over the illest drum roll. Ayo, we just getting started, got to redirect the vision. Got the beauty of a flower, boost dimensions like a prism. Your minds are locked down like prison. You really need to go lay down, cause positivity is risen. We hitting, your bus how we too strong to be broken. Occasional malfunction, pressure time, we ain't joking. For security, yo, we on this run like Logan. Come on, doing the hustle and you backstage Hogan. We all got force, don't ever try to think that you perfect. We all the human beings, it's bullshit at the surface sometimes. I mean, we rhyme, damn, we ain't prophets. And if you think so, you need to stop it. So jump back inside your shell. Let your $1 million thoughts propel. But next man don't get gel. Player hate that all carries weight that we don't need. We slim with disabilities and thick with possibilities. Cause then you can't move with agility. Navigating with good visibility. We put these tunes out in record shop facilities. Let's drop to get these constant money activity. We try to stay on the same like Fidel. So if you get amnesia, these names are still rebels. There ain't no plan B's. You watch, we move through with plan A. Money market doing things the right way. You know we gotta get control over the illest drum roll. You know we gotta get control over the illest drum roll. You know we gotta get control over the illest drum roll. Yo, bust it out, section, in the boulevard, section on Merrick, section of whole Jamaica, section on Flushing, section of this, did I?
We be the number one motivators, ghetto mentality and innovators, Vaders. Some of y'all may really hate us, but we won't be sore. All we wanna do is rock.
We be the crew that possess the wicked instrumental, damaging your mental. Here to Sacramento. This here groove was made for vintage freestyling. Feeling like I'm chilling on a Caribbean island. Rugged raw material is what we bring forth. A top core quest we represent in the north. When Scott you say in the back, acting all silly. Kicking freestyle rap, rolling up Philly.
It's the four-man fiasco, in charge like Roscoe. Now you get the picture like Picasso. We make it happen when these niggas start rapping. Who this captain? Stick out your hand, you gets no napping. I got the razor, got the fife, I got the shy heat. Now all you shorties move your ass while you puff weed. Blessing fans with autographs in my past. While other rappers get gas, they be defeating the task.
Yo, if I rule the world, It wouldn't be that gas shit. Niggas will make shit light swirl. Cause half of you G's ain't nothing but girl scouts. And I'ma show you what it's all about. Oh yeah, that's what you say when my love's in your mouth. Without a doubt, I cut MCs like the cord. Cause I does more than that MC from the Lord. While you be frogging like Budweiser. And rapping in what you slacking in. I'm knocking MCs out of action like abstinence. Rocking since kiss my dick was kicking at peace. Cause you might be on drugs.
You need the number one motivators. Killer mentality and innovators. Some of y'all may be haters. We won't be so. All we wanna do is rock the floor.
To all my people across the state who sit back and contemplate, motivate. To all my people across the land who get their feet stuck and saying, motivate, I'm motivating.
Hey yo, I stay with something new, but not good at EIU. Stay tuned, live from the LBQ. Hey yo, it's Dr. St. John, swinging on your fly. You know how I get down like Heather B with them Glocks. I came to lead my team to victory like hating Fox. Cause heads ain't ready for the bully I got, you know what I mean, Slim? I does my thing like Ben Grimm. Leave a crew to shade the black and blue like Rakim. And if you don't know, you better act another. It's like 192 when we rollin' D-cover. So don't shut down on the razor. Cause in the 9-line we step a through hotter than the trailblazers. And in Queens, I'll be your legend like Richard Dean. Son, I got a team, now how King couldn't dream. Why you be saying you selling? Queens keep it live. Who the hell you telling? Can't from the tribe.
Let me tell you why I be the top dog of the industry. Because all these so-called butts are not seeing me. They too busy eating cycles 1, 2, and 3. They can't see I'd rather be down with fucking Joey D. My style is deadly, word one, act like you fucking know. Been writing rhymes ever since Rick Barker sang with radio. Your style is played out like a two-tone down goose. You couldn't converse if you had fucking react juice. So hold your corner as I start to bust this mic in here. I'm eating through your crew like Stephen King's Langoliers. Try bop my feet, word to God, I'm gonna hurt you.
Will y'all fall off?
Will Laura fuck Urkel? Never. Here comes the funk, smell the aroma. Kid, my shit's the bomb, ask my peeps in Oklahoma.
To all my people's gonna sleep, sit back and contemplate. Motivate, dog. To all my people's gonna sleep, who's sucking quicksand. Motivate, I'm motivate. To all my people's everywhere, throw your mitts in the air. Motivate. They do nothing for your mind, get involved. And do something, motivate.
Welcome back to My Mind on Sports.
My mind.
Where we keep our mind on sports.
And money
on our mind.
Well, we try.
Yeah, I try to do the whole money on my mind thing, but I can't.
I talk about it on sports all the time. We try.
It usually branches off, but with, you know, we usually get to other things. But you,
my account is in a deficit.
With the way the sports schedule is set up now, all we do is have time for sports. Got great game last night. I must reiterate, in case you just joined us, great game last night. Washington Redskins beat the Dallas Cowboys 20-17 in overtime.
That's why your cheerleaders busted.
Who's cheerleaders? They don't got to score no touchdown. They don't have to score nothing. Their touchdown, field goal, 2-point conversion, tackle, or
you
nothing.
You got a mark in the front office.
Call it what you like. He don't score a touchdown either. But
change the name.
Just wanted to recap on that. I'm probably not dumb talking about it, but since we're done here in the studio talking about it, I guess we can move on to the NBA.
If you don't mind.
NBA season does kick
moving
off
right along.
That I'm very excited about.
Yeah.
Who you guys like? I mean, we got San Antonio playing tonight, Houston playing tonight.
LA
playing tonight. I mean, it's definitely a great night. Who are you excited to see tonight?
I'm waiting until tomorrow night.
Till tomorrow night?
Yeah.
I'm excited to see everybody. You know, I'm excited to see basketball again.
True.
Basketball fan, just excited to see everybody. But, That's fair. I'm looking forward to the Laker-Houston game.
Obviously.
You know, from Texas, Houston, so I want to see Houston. But I'm also a Kobe fan, so really not going for anybody. I mean, I'm going for the Lakers in this game, but,
I'm lying to you.
I still like to see Houston do all right, though. And the Mavericks and Spurs game,
I'm waiting for the
you know, pop, you know. I don't really take too much out of the Spurs regular season games, but I want to see what Dallas looks like.
I can respect that. Well, me for definitely tonight, and this is just me looking over my fantasy basketball team. I gotta go with Houston. For some reason, I have Jeremy Lin. I'm sorry, I gotta go with the Lakers. The opponent is Houston because I have Jeremy Lin.
Right,
and also I'm rocking with Dallas.
Yeah,
because I have Monte Ellis. So those definitely my two picks for tonight. I'm excited, and though I'm not a Kobe fan at all, But I'm excited to see Kobe. I mean, he, first off, they picked the man 40th.
Yeah, that's why I want to see how he come
and
out.
I don't know 39 players
in the world.
Period. Anywhere. That's better than Kobe. All time. Yeah. I don't think there's 39 players better than Kobe Bryant. So that's pretty much a smack in the face. And I love the way the mom answers the things like that. I mean,
he's not even worried about it.
He said, man, it's a bunch of idiots. He don't get worked up about it. His resume speaks for itself. He said, man, it's a bunch of idiots over there.
That kind
of
sounds like he's getting worked up. It sounds like a bitter man to me.
I'm going
to
say this. Like, him...
I ain't want your number no way. That's why you got a limp.
Like, with him, like, when he says stuff like that, like...
Just know.
Like, what you just said that he said, in my ears, it was, I was out for a year, y'all act like I'm dead. Y'all gonna learn this, yeah.
Hey, and I hope that's exactly
what he was thinking. I hope that's what he was thinking.
That's exactly what he
was didn't like, say it, but I hope that's what he was thinking.
That's definitely what he thought. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, say 40, because I... Okay. Got
because,
something for y'all.
Because, I mean, like, honestly, let's be real. We get this NBA rank thing has been just stupid.
Forever, yeah.
For, like, the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, it's just getting dumber and dumber and dumber.
They
and dumber
fact.
And
dumber. KD was
number eight.
They're factoring, like, sweat beads per second.
Over or under 25 a game?
Oh.
For Kobe?
Under.
About 25.
Under, and I say seven is, between 6 and 7 assists a year.
That's why. And that's why it's under. Yep.
And that's the only reason it's under.
I say 25 and below.
Kobe, no, now if Kobe could average over 25 points a game, Lakers will be worst off.
Yeah,
Kobe averaged that,
if it's over 25.
He should have to.
Yeah, no shot. If Kobe averages more than 25 points a game, no shot at the playoffs. Kobe gonna get his.
Hopefully around 22.
Yeah, but I think Kobe. I mean, Kobe's a vet. One of the smartest players that played the game. He knows what he has to do, and he knows his personnel. He knows what he has to work with, and I think he's gonna make it work. I mean, you have to, whether you like Kobe, you can hate Kobe, but you gotta respect that man, and you gotta listen to what that man says.
Man, I respect him. I don't listen to what he say.
As somebody on his teammate,
you don't have a choice.
Yeah,
that's not an option.
Kobe, you're out.
yeah, exactly. So I mean,
do you want to play in the Lakers or not?
Yeah, let me know. I make one call like the Miss Bus.
You can listen, coach. Or you can listen to me or both.
Do you want to play for the Lakers or not?
You listen to me. Like, I mean, I think for the Lakers, he got to lead them. So that means, you know, you got to do some more of the little things. You got to have. He got it. It's gotta be. It's kind of funny, but he's gonna have to play that type of that Wade game a little bit. That's what he's gonna have to do. Play that some more of that Wade game. That whole game. I'm not mad at you. Rob was jamming out.
Definitely was jamming out. It took me a while to even catch on that something was playing, just because I was vibing.
Zoning
with
out.
I'm like,
yeah.
Hey, man, I ain't know what that was me.
But it was just something subtle, man. You know, I'm just trying to.
I didn't know.
I was fine.
Do your thing. You could do your. I thought I didn't know what it was. If that's what you want to do, please do it.
It's Robert.
I was all with it.
You can pump it up a little bit more. It's okay.
You get down with that. You get down with that Robert Marley, don't you?
Got to.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
For sure.
You telling on yourself right now, bro?
Who, me? I'm talking about the music.
Barely.
You know, DC got the.
There are
DC
laws.
Got the legislation on the table right now, man.
I don't live in DC.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of DC, did the Redskins win yesterday?
Oh my goodness, boy!
Zell,
y'all keep finding somewhere to go back to DC.
But you want to know what, though? Honestly,
I ain't mad.
He told y'all what was gonna happen.
Yeah, oh no, we can so go back. Everything's recorded. I let you know what it was Tuesday.
I even told Wilson today.
Like, I mean, I respect the show schedule. I respect the whole Holly. We're gonna get through everything.
You're just gonna make me disrespect your team right here on the air.
And you know what?
You're just gonna make me disrespect your team.
It won't do anything.
Oh, you're talking about go ahead and do it.
At the end of the day,
you're gonna make me disrespect your
quarterback
situation.
Disrespect.
You're gonna make me disrespect that mark in the front office trying
to
drive snitching.
Which one?
Listen.
Drive snitching. Next tomorrow night, though.
Yeah, I was about to say. That's what I was just looking at.
While you're playing.
We got Derrick Rose.
Yeah, I want to see how D Rose.
A triangle offense thing.
That's gonna take a while. Triangle offense will take a while.
You know,
and with Derrick, if Derrick Rose looks anything the way he looked in his preseason game, then the Knicks should be in for something tomorrow night.
I mean, but you know what's gonna be fun is watching who has the wonderful who draws the the assignment to bother Rose that game. You know, to watch him and Shump go Shump, at it, it's
that's what
be
I
fun.
Say. Shump. I would say Shump.
I think Shump. I think Shump will want that job too.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why I said it's gonna be fun. That's
nobody else
going
to stay in front of him or has a chance to.
Man, you can't.
And
put,
Shump really don't.
You
I
can't
mean,
put Calderon on him.
Who?
Nah. Yeah. So, I mean, I think Shump knows exactly what it is.
When he saw yeah, he's like, I got him.
Shump was like, yeah, all 40 minutes.
Official, like, you, that's your assignment right there.
I don't think they had to say anything.
They already knew.
What's his heat tomorrow?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, I'm excited for that for both
Redskins,
sides.
Yeah.
I'm excited
though,
for both
though
sides.
Though I'm a home team, I like the Redskins as well as I do the Wizards.
So who you rocking with?
I'm still rocking with the Wizards.
Okay.
And that's no bias at all in that. I mean, I do honestly think that they have a legit chance. I mean, the Heat, minus LeBron James, are still a good team, regardless. But the young Wizards are a good team, too. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a great game. And I think the fact that we could even now mention a Washington Wizards team and saying that they're going to have a good
relevant game
against, exactly, that they have some sort of relevance is a great thing. I mean, DC's on the uprise. We just beat Dallas Cowboys last night. The Wizards have a great game. Have a good game tomorrow that we all looking forward to. Washington, DC is on the come up, man.
And I mean, the thing is, like, even last year, the Wizards played the Heat pretty tough last year.
Yeah, anyway.
With all three of them there, there was still a problem. I guess it's just like, you know, everyone's first night getting to see Derrick Rose in regular season action. Everybody get to see, you know, Miami post LeBron era.
And new
all
DC
I'm
going to
simply
team.
Say is I think that whole thing, all the noise that you hear, that's the type of thing that brings a team together. I think you have an entire organization that's like, if y'all don't stop talking about this dude, like the quote you get from Chris Bosh, like Chris, did anybody see Chris Bosh quotes today?
I didn't see him.
Okay. No, not today.
So Mr. Third Wheel, right? You seen him, Mr. Third Wheel?
Yeah.
Referring to himself as an animal, a dog. I got to be that dude attacking. It's brand new and it's funny because I think everybody forgot he was the same thing
in Toronto
before, you know, everybody played Super Friends.
Yeah.
It's the same mentality, you know what? Though. No pun intended, but that type of talk right there makes me think Chris Bosh feels like he's on a rebound. Like, you know, after the girl dumps you, you have to suit yourself up. Like, I'm attractive, I'm young, I'm rich, I have money.
His wife,
but it's different when you've always been there.
If it was somebody else on the team that said it, I'd agree with you.
But
do you think that they are big enough? And if they're not big enough, and they don't have like the 3-point shooters that they've had like the past few years, like
see,
what? How are they
going
to?
That's where everybody has a game messed up.
They do have.
They do.
And that's I think that's
they've just been hiding behind LeBron James.
I think that's where everybody has it messed up. Is one of the things with LeBron James, and that's why I think the Cleveland experiment is so fun. He doesn't do well with young teammates, which is why Miami had younger people. You couldn't let them play. It's not going to work. You saw how he stayed at Mario's head all the time.
Is that a young thing or is that Mario? Because I don't think it's Rio.
I'm thinking it has to be a young thing. And
everybody yelled at Rio, but not everybody was yelling at Norris Cole.
But see,
anybody else.
Not everybody, because
they knew what he could
the
do.
Year before Bron got there, before Mario had to switch his number and everything, because that's who was wearing 6 before.
Yeah.
Bron got there.
That's why he
fits. Strike one.
Which
is when it all started.
Strike
with,
one. You're making me take my number off that I've been wearing since I was 6 and a half years old.
I was here first.
So, you know, one of the things that's kind of funny is that, you know, him and Mario was having, the year before they got together, Mario was on the uptick.
Great year.
He was on the uptick. Him and Wade had a nice working relationship together. But when Bron got there, you know, everybody gets excited about Bron, best player in the league, as you should. You go, man, get out the way, give me your jersey number, go sit in the corner, go die somewhere. But yeah, I think that's where everybody has it messed up, is everybody just like, you know, you lost him. But if you actually look at the roster, it's not going to be
not bad.
Fun to play them. Like, when they're fully healthy, I'm anxious. We haven't seen Josh McRoberts with them yet. Because he's out with a toe injury or something. And I think, like, that whole pace and spread the floor thing, they're going to still kind of sort of be able to do that.
Luau Deng there.
Who's the point guard they just drafted?
Shabazz Napier. And I'm going to say this, and I don't mind if everybody comes at me, that's fine. 30 games. So Mario Chalmers and Norris Cole, you have 30 games.
That's their dead.
Yeah, and I agree. I agree.
By the times Miami plays the first round of the playoffs, Shabazz and Dwayne in the back.
You think he'll be starting or he'll be splitting 30, time?
30 games.
Starting or?
30 games.
That's their limit.
I'm telling you, he's going to murder them every day in practice until Spo lets him start.
I mean, I agree. I think he can start. I mean, even
no, I'm just,
before
I'm just,
30 games, I think maybe 20 games no, in, I think he can. I mean, I think he has the capabilities of doing that.
If it was
that.
Me, I'd let him start now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think he can. He can start now.
How much of a fire is it? It's a 4-year point guard on a high level. You've been tutored by Kevin Ollie for 4 years.
NCAA champ.
That's an education that both the other two dudes don't have. No, I start you now. You're better than both of them at everything that they do. So no.
And you know, him and Wade.
That's not a bad backcourt.
Just to throw that.
That wouldn't be a bad backcourt.
That might be one of the sleeper backcourts.
Yeah, but I think the bigger sleeper backcourt is definitely in Charlotte, and they play Milwaukee tomorrow. And I think they have
Kemba got paid tonight.
Who was that?
Kemba got paid tonight. 4 years, $48 million.
Mm. Ooh,
which is a steal.
Ooh. Yeah, they stole
it. But that's $48 million for 4 years.
Yeah, but that's the same. That's the same. You remember Golden State got a they got away with giving Steph just 4 for $48 million.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about that.
They can come holler at me. I do that.
Right.
Who in the front office up? Let me holler at Joel. Look, man.
Rich Cho is brilliant.
Man,
that was a good steal.
And you got him in right before, like you talk about the TV money.
Yeah, but yeah.
So his contract, his extension doesn't kick until the start of next season. So this year's still in a rookie deal. He still ain't paying him nothing right now.
Dang.
But Cleveland Bulls are they play when Thursday?
Yeah, that's gonna be fun because I want to see if Kyrie's gonna be ready to.
That's what I was gonna say. So do you see? You think there's gonna be the same repeat performance by Derrick Rose?
It's gonna be worse.
I think Derrick Rose is so quiet, we don't really get a lot from Derrick Rose.
We see
Russell Westbrook.
Mystery.
Russell Westbrook and he ready to go. You know Russell Westbrook's go. When LeBron ready, you see LeBron. When KD ready, you see KD. Derrick Rose had 30 and come do an interview like, great game, ready for the next one.
Silent assassin.
And that's it. So I think a lot. I mean, Derrick Rose been quiet, so not too. I mean, enough people talk about it, but not too many people talk about. And I mean, let's not forget the preseason. Yes, it's preseason, but playing a sport, I don't care what kind of season it is. Anytime you're playing. It's I'm half doing it because it's preseason. It's none of that. And Derrick Rose looked very, very good, and especially against Kyrie Irving.
So who wins the first meeting between those two
What, teams? Those?
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler and Derrick Rose. Everybody remember, LeBron James doesn't exactly love the whole Jimmy Butler guarding him all game thing, you know? It's like, I think that's the biggest thing with that is, like, I think people forget Jimmy Butler kind of plays LeBron pretty
good. Another
one. Okay,
like Luol Deng.
No, he guards him way better than Luol.
But I'm just saying, like, Luol guards him.
And Luol exactly.
Guards him tough, too.
Way better because he's younger.
Yeah.
More athletic, stronger. Jimmy Butler's annoying.
Yeah, he is.
Another one of those players who knows he's a utility player.
He knows his role. Yeah.
I'm
glad you brought up the role because I think that's where everybody is twisted about Jimmy Butler.
He can score.
He's a basketball player.
Oh no, he can go, but that has been his role. He's always been
Shump.
In the shadow. But don't get it. Yeah, exactly. And Shump shows those times where he can come he can in score. And take over. Like, don't get it twisted. Jimmy Butler plays his role, but if Jimmy Butler need to go get it done, Jimmy Butler could go get it. Done. You say Jimmy Butler, I need you to lock up LeBron James.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler gonna lock up LeBron James. But if you say Jimmy Butler, I need you to go give me a bucket. Jimmy Butler will sure take that ball. He know how to put it in the rim.
And there's this wonderful option of Jimmy Butler go lock up Bron and get buckets, which he's capable of doing.
Then they got Mick buckets. Coming off the bench.
It's gonna be great just to finally see these teams and outside of preseason.
Yeah, I want to see him go ahead and go at it. Then I'm looking forward to Miami Cleveland too. That's gonna be a
They don't play till Christmas.
Yeah,
right?
No, they play at Christmas.
I can't wait for that one.
I circled that one already on the calendar. Like, that's
gonna be fun.
This is gonna be real good.
Which we ain't talk too much about Oklahoma City. KD being out for a while here, but they still have some pieces. They definitely have some pieces. So you don't?
I said I love their roster.
Oh, yeah,
I don't love the coach. I love the roster.
Yeah.
I hate the coach.
MVP
love the roster.
Season for Russ, maybe?
No.
If they're
no.
Come, number one in the West. Or KD's, number two in the
KD's
West.
He's not going to miss enough time.
Not for Russ. I mean, and
because he's still like.
He's going to miss a third of the games.
Nah, he's still going to be playing 65 games out of 82.
Chill. That's cool.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if KD was only going to play 30 games, yeah. Or 40 games.
Russ was out last year.
Yeah. But
for how long? About the same amount of time.
No, it wasn't 25 games. Russ ain't missed that much time.
And KD still got MVP?
Mm-hmm.
Either way.
Russ missed about just as much time as Dwayne did. So it was about 20 games.
Who you got stepping up in KD's absence?
Jeremy Lamb. Lamb, Morrow, Perry Jones, Steven Adams starting.
Perry Jones don't get enough
Reggie
light.
Reggie Jackson.
That's why I said I don't like the coach. That's why I despise
Reggie Jackson.
Andre Roberson. they got a roster got full people. Of people to throw out there.
Ibaka.
I like the Steven Adams starting thing, too, because instead of starting games in a hole after Perk giving up 8 buckets, you know, you get Steven, you know how, how much better defensively they are with Steven next to Ibaka?
He reminds me of like an Anderson Varejao. An energy dude. I mean, I'm not saying he's not better or he is better. I'm just saying
Thursday they play the Clippers. Thursday they got the Clippers, who we haven't spoke about either. And they're one of the better teams in the West. Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, supposed to be. On paper or watching them play, you'll be like, yo, this team is a force. But it's something missing. I don't know if it's
wings. They have no NBA wings.
If you need a bucket for the Clippers, who are you drawing up to play for?
The guy that everyone double teams, Chris Paul.
Well, I put Jamal Crawford on the court.
How often is your go-to scorer your point guard? That's not supposed to be that.
Unless you have a killer wing, which allows you to space the ISO.
Yeah, exactly. I'm saying you double Chris Paul because you know he getting the rock. Now what? Who you kicking it to?
Jamal Crawford.
You trust you
most times in the fourth quarter Crawford's in the game anyway and he can create his own.
Yeah, but I ain't got him. That's not my go-to.
But even then, in the clutch.
No, but see, that's even then you probably double Chris. Make sure that you deny Jamal.
Yeah, and you stand on Jamal.
You make the rest of them.
You forcing Blake to hit that 15-footer. You forcing DeAndre Jordan to make a move.
But like you were saying, it's going to be a big year for him because they're only going to go far as he gets better. Like it's not on Chris anymore, and I think people need to finally realize. Mm-hmm. It's not on Chris Paul. Like, as you said, how many teams have their go-to guy as a point guard? Because even the teams that do, for the most part, you have to have somebody else to help you get there so you can close. Where's the other guy in L.A.?
True.
Where's the other guy? Because, like, even in stinky old Charlotte, they ride Al until Kimba time.
Yeah.
In Washington.
And Al's a bucket.
And even in Washington, they got enough bigs where John can get his team going until wall time.
Yeah.
But I got to spoon feed each and every single one.
He has to. They're lacking. I mean, they have the athletic bigs with Blake and DeAndre Jordan. But it's then what?
It's on Blake. We've seen him several times show that like a type of handle that other bigs don't have.
Yeah, Blake.
It's on you, sir. If you can bring the ball coast to coast, it's on you. Come up court. Work your man in the ISO, and it changes how defenses deal with you.
You got him doing it. You got him stepping up this year and taking on that role that they need Blake to take.
Until he does, it doesn't matter. The Clippers going to be the Clippers. He's going to continue to waste Chris Paul's wonderful career.
I think he'll be an MVP candidate too. Blake Griffin.
Blake?
He's going to have to.
I think he'll be 23-10 this year.
Most definitely.
That's not enough for me. 23-10. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? It's not enough for me.
He need to have more.
What you need out of him?
You said, what do I need?
Yeah.
I need 3 to 4 assists.
I mean, I'm talking about.
And secondly, 10 rebounds isn't enough.
He's 6'9".
You said what?
He's 6'9".
It's not enough. He can get 10 rebounds in his sleep. I'm sorry. It's not enough.
Anthony, I'm talking about on an average night.
I don't care. It's not enough.
It's only but
as athletically gifted as you are.
That's true.
That's not enough.
Yeah, so he's supposed to be like Shaq or somebody then.
Not necessarily.
As athletically gifted as you are.
He should be.
So he has DeAndre Jordan in the background that leads the league in rebounding. So he's not going to get all those rebounds.
You're more athletic than. Go eat. I'm sorry. It's not enough.
The thing with rebounds and rebound is a want. It's a sole want. So.
And if you got the tools, that's what I'm sitting here saying. 10 is not enough.
Yeah,
Your team needs more than 10.
Rebound is
Jordan
a want.
Jordan averaging. 15 rebounds a game. That's what he did last year.
That's cute and all, but DeAndre doesn't score. So
that's what Blake does.
Okay, so which means we need more everywhere from you. Unfortunately, that's life. It's life. We sat here for 4 years going at Dwayne and Chris's neck. No, Blake, no pass. I'm sorry, I refuse. No. And they had
pass for both players or no pass for just Blake?
No, they had the best player in the league and people went at their necks every time said person didn't get the job done. No, Blake Griffin, I'm looking at you. No, Siri Bob. Well, I'm going to sit here and act like it's okay and you can grow and you can do this and there's time. Get it done, young fella. It's on you. It's
time
not on Chris
over.
Paul.
Blake
it's
is going to get it done.
No.
I see Blake getting it done this year.
And like you said, so you see him getting it done, I'll be quiet.
If anything, if it's not Blake's fault, then we all know who hasn't been carrying the load. If Blake carries his load.
Hey, you hear me? And I look forward to the point where we get to the point to say that.
But I'm saying, I'm predicting. He is.
No, but I'm saying he hasn't done enough yet for us to get to that point. For us to say that those two have done everything they can. But look at what happens with OKC. Those two do everything they can and where they at every year. I want to hear it. I'm sorry. I want to hear it. I'm done. Sitting right on that
good old couch.
I'm just saying, Russell would do whatever's needed. Kevin's going through it. Russell does whatever needed. Russell going through it. Kevin does whatever needed. How many times, Kevin, you a 7-foot wing, right?
Right.
Did he or did he not start improving his rebounding for being 7 feet tall? We left him alone for not rebounding for like 3 years.
Yeah.
No, Blake, I'm sorry, sir. Yeah. If his skinny behind can get 10 a game, no, 10 ain't enough, bro. I just can't.
That's true. I think we definitely don't. I mean, as far as we don't hold Blake accountable. We don't.
And that's we just go Chris.
That's because Blake give us the oohs. Blake give us the eyes. So it's almost like we satisfied because Blake ended up with 22 points. 18 points were dunks. So we're like, cool.
But my whole thing is this. If you out in transition with Chris Paul, how hard are those 22 points, man?
That's true. Chris Paul, he's
an improved shooter, too, though.
When you said
that's cool.
When you said like spoon said, fed, when you said that Chris Paul has to spoon feed him, that is literally
–
Chris Paul makes the game so easy.
It.
For those guys in LA, for them not to do more.
And don't get me wrong, I really do like Blake Griffin. I have nothing against Blake Griffin, but my issue is with all the people that just act like it's cool. Like, you know, Chris Paul's just letting his team down. He plays with a bunch of no one on his team can eat without him.
No, exactly.
And it's hard to do that when you have nobody.
I guess that's kind of like Chris Paul's job is to get everybody going, get everybody involved.
But that's what I'm saying. But like I said, if he's averaging 10 assists, which he's been for how many years?
Yeah.
His job's done, bro. And that's my whole thing is he shouldn't have to put 18, 19 a night up. He should technically be done upon those 10 assists. Because technically that's exactly what Rondo gives us. He's not giving us 18
a night. Rondo give you rebounds, steals.
Rondo but he's
still, but Rondo he's, do everything.
Yeah, no. Chris Paul gets on the glass, too.
Yeah, not like Rondo, but...
Okay, and Rondo can't score like Chris.
I think that...
But I'm saying we still give Rondo... We're not going at Rondo for not scoring.
Nope.
So don't go at Chris for being 6 foot tall and not doing some of the things.
Because we don't have... I mean, I said we.
I just think it's unfair what people do with the Clippers. The Clippers don't have the necessary weapons.
If Chris Paul isn't diming you up, it's almost like a how you going to score today. How you going to score? Most teams got to set... It's clear out, ISO. Only person you run ISO with really right now on the Clippers is Chris Paul. Maybe
Jamal Crawford off the second unit.
And Jamal Crawford. Maybe Blake in the post. You might ISO him in the post. We get a spin move dunk, depending on who's guarding him. But you don't give Blake the ball and say, go ahead, Blake, and we all clear out.
All right, so we only got 2 minutes to – wow. We only got 2 minutes left in the program. So, quick – the forecast for this upcoming week. All right, 5 minutes. So forecast for this upcoming week. What do you guys look forward to see? Like what games, sports shows, etc.
I started off. I'm definitely looking forward to the Redskins pregame show for next Sunday. More so the pregame, just so they can show the highlights from the last game we played that was against the Dallas Cowboys. So that's definitely the show I'm looking forward to is the Redskins pregame show. As well as the Wizards pregame show, because I'm sure that they'll show things from the Redskins' last game against the Dallas Cowboys, in which they won 20-17 in overtime in Dallas, Texas. That's what we won with Colt McCoy, our third-string quarterback. So for me personally, I'm Azale Prather, a true Washington Redskins fan. That's what I'm looking forward to for this upcoming week. Thank y'all. Have a blessed one. POP, hold it down.
Are you done? You finished?
Yes, that was it. That was it for me. That was it for me.
It's going to be tough to follow that one up. But I just look forward to, you know, just the NBA week, you know, opening night. So I want to see, what everybody has, what the teams have. A couple good games on docket. You know, I want to see what the Wizards going to bring tomorrow night. So I'm looking forward to the Cleveland Bulls game. You know, they've been talking about Eastern Conference Finals matchup. So I want to see, you know, what the first game is going to look like there. I want to see the Knicks triangle, you know, see what that's looking like. And of course, you don't
want to hurt your eyes and look forward to that right now. Don't look forward to that.
I
want to
see how it's going to come together, how it's looking right now, you know. And looking forward to the Cowboys-Arizona Cardinals game on Sunday.
Especially coming off a tough loss from a 2-5 team in the Washington Redskins.
That's so still in last place in the division.
Yeah, and that's crazy. Y'all let a last place team beat you. Y'all got to stop.
How do we get back to this again?
I don't know.
Life happens. Well, you know, sometimes. what you looking forward to, Wilf?
Yeah, what you looking forward to, man? You know, your team had a bye week.
Hey,
so.
Go ahead, Rob.
No, go ahead.
Nah, man, you first, sir.
Like, I can speak for both. I'm pretty sure y'all both are looking forward to
No.
That's my fault.
No, that's my fault. I can't let you speak for me this week.
Maybe next week. As of right now, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I'm looking forward to this ESPN 30 for 30 documentary on the Boss.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that does come on tonight.
Why? Because I just love crazy football players, particularly linebackers.
Hey, look, there's nothing wrong with that. We can't judge you for that.
That's fine. You can't judge me.
How many seasons did he play? Like 3, 4? Something like that.
He said, "That's why I'm watching the documentary." Hey, did you see the shrug? Like, I mean, I said I'm watching it. I don't know. That's why I want to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't.
30 for 30 always give you some though. And it's for those football players, line, that's a whole nother story. I probably don't want to watch that. You got to be a crazy person. I think some of them dudes go out to literally, you hunting. You out there hunting each and every night to take that guy head off.
Just a quick question. What was the best 30 for 30 y'all seen?
Oh, the you. Holler at me.
I disagree. Sheesh.
Wow.
Hey, yeah. First of all, you ain't about to just be out here asserting your disagreement with that damn with that damn Griffin jersey on.
Listen, we won't play for the name. We play for the name in the front.
Oh man, y'all sick.
What about you, Will?
I don't have one. I'm waiting for the one that I'm gonna love. I like them, but I'm not in love with any of them.
I'm more so. I don't know. Because the Sean Taylor one wasn't a 30 for 30, was it?
Nah, that was NFL Films, which is why it was spectacular. So sorry, 30 for 30.
Man, Fab Five.
That's what I was gonna say. Fab Five or Bad Boys.
Either one. I think I rock with Fab Five. Chris Webber, my favorite player. That's my man. I got to rock with the Fab Five. I got to wait. 30. And they did it so,
I gotta wait.
So far.
I got to wait.
I say Fab Five so far.
I got to wait.
So far.
Yeah, so far.
I got to wait till they finally get access to Mike. So I got to wait.
Respect.
Because even like the Bad Boy one, it was fun to watch them cry, to watch the end of their run. But... Nah, I need.
They walking off the court.
I want to hear just the nonsense and the type of like confidence that those evil Bulls teams had.
Man, I can only imagine. And having Michael Jordan on your team will give you that confidence.
Like, I'm talking about like I want to hear like the things that he said on the night when you're playing Milwaukee, like during the 72-10 season.
Yeah,
and you want to know how you stay on edge. Yeah, man. So I'm waiting. Sorry for 30 for 30. Like you've done a good job or whatever, but I'm waiting. I'm a hard critic. Sorry.
All right, so I'll wrap the show up right here, right now.
Are you about to play the Hell to the Redskins theme song?
No.
I
just put that Wiz, we them boys, huh?
No. But what I did want to say to wrap it up, matter of fact, I'm going to cut your mic off so you don't interrupt me.
Mama, I love you.
He cut his mic.
What I am waiting for right now is for 30 for 30 to bring forth a documentary on that reel. And what's that reel? They got a plethora of players in the NFL. Phillip Rivers, Antonio Cromartie included. Cats with the multiple kids. Cats with the 6, 7, 8, 9, 11 kids. I'm waiting for a 30 for 30 for that. And they should let me be the DJ because I'm going to play one song and I'm going to play one song only.
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be stroking.